Wait a minute. I thought ESPN was the home of women's sports. I thought ESPN was the proud home of the elite trash engineers, the bearded beauties working the WNBA dump. I thought ESPN was proud to be the home of women's college basketball, a sport that has been surging in popularity this year, but will soon head straight back to irrelevance when Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese are forced to submit their applications to one of the waste management facilities controlled by the WNBA dump. I thought ESPN was the proud home of college volleyball, another sport that has experienced unprecedented growth this season. This fall, the women of college volleyball, they achieved what was thought to be impossible. During the regular season, their ratings on ESPN went from nothing to almost nothing. For years now, ESPN's told us that they are the leading advocates. They are the leading feminist in this country. We fight for the rights of women. And when ESPN claims to fight for women's rights, they are fighting for the rights of all women. Women like Bob Greiner, who ESPN just donated millions of dollars to in woke welfare to create a documentary series on her Russian vacation with Vlad that no one gives a shit about. Women like Leah Thomas, who ESPN celebrated during Women's History Month. Or maybe it was Women's Empowerment Month. Who knows what the hell they're calling it now? It's one of those months where they pretend to celebrate women. Most of us were confused when ESPN chose to celebrate Leah Thomas during a month that is supposed to be set aside to celebrate women. But my inside sources tell me that ESPN's got something special planned for their celebration of women next year. They are putting together a celebratory piece on Chad Thundercock. We must celebrate women like Chad with a Thundercock the size of Andre the Giant. For the longest time, collectors of woke welfare at ESPN, they knew the easiest way to get a raise or the easiest way to get a promotion was to pretend to celebrate women. Just look at the career trajectory of someone like Mina Kimes. The worldwide leader in woke claims Mina Kimes is one of their leading NFL analysts. What makes her qualified for the job? Did she spend her 20s as a backup to Derek Carr on the bum squad? Was her career similar to RG3, a career that ended prematurely, supposedly due to injuries, when the reality was his career ended early because he just wasn't all that good? Now, obviously, the answer to both of these questions is no and no. ESPN considers Mina Kimes qualified to be an NFL analyst because she's an alpha female. It's similar to the reason Ryan Clark is qualified as a beta male birthing person. ESPN promotes itself as a safe space for all women. We provide all women a safe space. Nothing bad can happen in the safe space. One time Ryan Clark was approached by a man trying to steal his purse. He ran to the safe space where robbers are not allowed. Supposedly, ESPN is the home of women's sports, which is why I was incredibly confused yesterday listening to the commentary of Sage Steele. For 15 years, Sage Steele was surrounded by the filth at ESPN. Sage Steele is an anomaly. She's special. Most people working at ESPN, they enter the worldwide leader in woke as a normal person, a common sense thinker. But over time, they slowly become infected with the woke fungus. Someone like Sage Steele, who worked there for 15 years, in most cases, they become 100% infected. After 15 years of exposure, they're qualified as a grade A shitfuck. But by some miracle, Sage Steele, she did not become a victim of the indoctrination. She was able to fight off the infection of the woke fungus. Maybe she followed the advice of Travis Kelce, the soon-to-be Travis Swiffer, and got vaccinated. Yesterday, Sage Steele, she was the guest on Riley Gaines' podcast. They were talking about her final days at ESPN, where she was essentially thrown off television for speaking the truth. At ESPN, someone like Bomani Jones can push the lie of mythical racism, set record low ratings, and receive endless raises and promotions. If Sage Steele voices her concerns over a company mandate that forces employees to spend a passionate weekend with Aunt Fauci, she gets suspended. Ain't the woke commandments great? My favorite commandment is freedom of speech. You're allowed to say whatever you want as long as deacons at Woke United Methodist agree with it. If they don't, you are aggressively told to shut the fuck up. While speaking with Riley Gaines, the conversation had shifted to one of the most beautiful women in America. Well, KC, were they talking about Rachel Levine? No, but she is a beauty, isn't she? I don't know about you guys, but I prefer women with three chins. It leaves plenty of room for the extra whiskers. But the woman they were talking about was the beautiful Leah Thomas. This is one of my favorite photos of Leah. I like the symbolism here with the two fingers. This symbolizes the number of ball bearings in the propeller. When she was working at ESPN, Sage Steele was vocal about the inclusion of Leah Thomas at the NCAA championships in swimming. According to Sage Steele, Leah Thomas was competing in the wrong gender category. Sage Steele was fighting for women, which you would think this would have gotten Sage Steele a promotion or a raise at the worldwide leader in woke. But there was just one tiny little problem here. In her quest to fight for women's rights, Sage Steele fell into the old trap of exclusion. She was not being inclusive. She wasn't fighting for the rights of all women. Sage Steele was only fighting for the rights of biological women. As a result, ESPN requested that Sage Steele stop vocalizing her support for biological women. And when I say they requested, I mean they demanded that Sage Steele shut the hell up. Watch for yourself.
I was asked to stop tweeting about it. I was asked to stop doing anything, saying anything about it on social media because I was offending others at the company. I made sure I sent off another tweet that night after I received that email. because like, no. And it's, let's stop living in this lie. And once again, oh, you're gonna silence me and Sam. She was told the same thing, you know, for this issue. But then we're gonna let everybody else talk about all these other things that are not even related to sports on our sports programming. And I'm like, no. If we're gonna preach on ESPNW and all of these things, and I'm gonna stand up for all these women, many of whom are afraid to do what Riley Gaines is doing, to do what I'm doing, and a much lesser level than Riley, than you, right?
All right, let me get this straight here. According to Sage Steele, ESPN demanded that she exercise her right to remain silent because she was offending other woke welfare collectors by advocating for biological women. You know, you gotta ask yourself, who working at ESPN would be offended by this? Why is ESPN worried about the feelings of someone who would be offended by Sage Steele advocating for women to compete against other women? Seems like common sense to me. When I was growing up, this wasn't up for debate. It wasn't a problem. If Brad put on a sports bra and tried to play softball with the girls, the coach didn't send him to the batter's box. The coach sent Brad to the guidance counselor. ESPN is overly concerned with employees who are offended by the truth, but they're damn sure not concerned with the employees that are promoting lies and calling it journalism. You know, the other day, I saw a report that confirmed what we already knew. According to this report, almost 97% of the mainstream media consists of parishioners at Woke United Methodist. Only 3.4% of the media is made up of actual journalists. The other 97% are nothing but paid propagandists. Makes perfect sense when you think about it. This is the reason that 80, 85, 90% of the country does not trust the mainstream media. But this commentary from Sage Steele wasn't all that surprising. She didn't reveal any new information. She didn't reveal anything that we didn't already know. All she really did was reinforce the narrative that ESPN is absolute trash. I guess that's why they have such an affinity for the WNBA dump. ESPN's trash is a dump diver's paycheck. But even though Sage Steele didn't say anything revealing yesterday, there was something that I found a little bit surprising about this story. The clip I just shared with you guys got almost 4 million views on social media. Riley Gaines' podcast is hosted by OutKick. With the clip circulating on social media, OutKick reached out to ESPN to see if they wanted to comment on the story, wanted to defend themselves. Now, from what I understand, the lawsuit between Sage Steele and ESPN is over. It's been settled. I think Sage Steele won the lawsuit. Hell, she's already won in life by getting the hell away from ESPN. But I wanted to mention that because there's no legal reason here for ESPN not to respond to a request for comment. OutKick, they reached out to some doofus named Josh Frulowitz. He is the vice president of communications at the worldwide leader in Woke. Now, this is great, right? I can't imagine that you become the vice president of communications without being a good communicator. He should have no problem responding to OutKick's request for comment, right? The vice president of communications at ESPN, he drafted an eloquent response to OutKick. No comment. No comment? You mean to tell me that you have no comment to these accusations from Sage Steele? You can't think of one thing to say? You can't think of one way to defend yourself, to defend your organization? This is why I have no respect for ESPN. Look, I am all about keeping your mouth shut, especially when it's in your best interest. A couple of weeks ago, my stepdaughter brings her new boyfriend home to meet the parents. Obviously, her mom is peppering him with questions. Instead of giving vague, short answers, this poor kid is going into all kinds of unnecessary detail. I'm watching this kid borrowing one of my dad's shovels and dig himself a verbal hole. He's telling her that he is a C student. He's more interested in his music than school, which to me, that's perfectly fine. I mean, he's a good kid, well-spoken, very polite, well-mannered. School's not for everyone. I actually thought it was redeeming that he's more interested in following his passion than following the system. But to her mother, that is no bueno. As soon as he leaves the house, my fiance's all excited. She's got a boyfriend! Yeah, I said, I wish I could have given the kid some advice before he met you. He revealed way too much about himself. Eventually, you are going to take something that he said and use it against him. No, I won't. He's a great kid. 2 weeks later, our straight A student saw her grades drop. She wasn't turning in her homework. She was struggling on tests and quizzes. Who is the first person mom blamed? The boyfriend. What was her reasoning? He said he's a C student that doesn't care about school. That is a situation where I am fine with keeping your mouth shut, but this situation with ESPN is completely different. For starters, this tells me that ESPN does not believe in the ideology that they are promoting to their audience. Tells me that ESPN doesn't really believe that biological men should compete against women. If they really believed it, they would stand up for it. I would actually have more respect for ESPN if they said, "We are proud to stand for the rights of Leah Thomas to crush the dreams of young women." I wouldn't agree with it, but I could at least respect the fact that you are standing for what you believe in. But ESPN does not believe it. They promote it. They don't believe it. I would have respect for ESPN if they responded to Sage Steele by saying, "You know, we really fucked up here. We should not have silenced Sage Steele for speaking the truth." I can respect that. We all make mistakes. But instead, by replying with no comment, ESPN once again proved they are nothing but cowards. ESPN has kind of painted themselves in a corner here. This is what happens when you're worried about feelings. This is what happens when you're worried about not offending someone. You try to please both sides. You try to please everyone, and it's just not possible. But give me your thoughts on this. Sage Steele calls out ESPN, claims ESPN silenced her for standing up for women. Instead of ESPN defending their supposed beliefs, instead of ESPN admitting that they made a mistake, they reply back to OutKick with no comment. Weak. But I guess we should expect nothing less from a network that believes that men can get pregnant. But give me your thoughts on this. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate you guys and your continued support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.